is gemilut chasadim. People do charity, kindness. Maybe not all, but Hashem, our community, there is gemilut chasadim. Maybe because of the sinning community in Brooklyn will come the Mashiach. And this is the beracha of Berkat Magen Abraham, Berkat Magen Avot. And a person should think of this beracha at least when he says the Amidah. Now you wanted to know different things. And we started with Amidah from talking from one thing to another. He asked me to say, Alan was very anxious, I spoke about something about the Berkat Hamazon last Shabbat, and he wanted it over because he wanted to understand it better. I was saying in the Azharot, I was saying, we'll talk about it now. I was going to
go back to Amidah next week then. Don't stop with just one beracha.
Oh yeah? You want the other beracha?
Yeah, for sure.
It will be my pleasure. Now I'll go to his request. I said in the Azharot, there are many, many sentences. What is the Azharot? Rabbi Shlomo ben Gabiron, who lived it almost 1,000 years ago. He was a very great rabbi. He was a great scholar in Torah. He was a great mathematician. He was a great philosopher. Great in the Jewish grammar and the Hebrew grammar. He was
a
poet. And he wrote many, many books. One of the things that he wrote, the poem, speaking about the laws of the Torah, the 613 mitzvot. He divided into two parts. First, mitzvot ase, and then mitzvot lo ta'ase. And we, the custom is, we read the poem that he wrote, half of it, mitzvot ase, the first day of Shavuot, mitzvot lo ta'ase, second day of Shavuot. Long ago, they used to read the whole thing. Here today, to tell you, Shabbat Shalom, we'll read the whole Azharot. We won't get out till 1 o'clock. Give the sample, 3 sentences at the beginning. That's important. They used to go afternoon always. Ben Sinai, when we were, all the people used to sit down and listen to Azharot. I myself, when I came in, I was the one to speak about Azharot. And we used to explain it, the whole thing. From beginning to the end. First day we said at least 3-4 hours explanation of the Azharot, and second day the same thing. Rabbi Shlomo ben Gabiron, when he wrote his Azharot, he was before Rambam. It was almost a couple hundred years before Rambam. He wrote it according to a book that was before him. We call him Ba'al Alachot Gedolot, and also Sefer Mitzvot Gedol. There is a rabbi, Rabbeinu Shimshon, who was before Rabbi Shlomo ben Gabiron. He wrote a book to tell us all the 613 mitzvot, according to the Torah, and he analyzed, explained each mitzvah in length. It's called Sefer Mitzvot Gadol. This Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, he wrote what is mitzvah in the Torah, what is not a mitzvah, choni, ramesh, beracha, and so on. Of course, after him came Harambam, and he changed the number of the mitzvot. He changed what is a mitzvah, what is. Rabbi Shlomo ben Gabiron, when he wrote his poem, he wrote it according to the book that was before him. Because the Gemara said there is 613 mitzvot. The Gemara said the word Torah, how much is that? Tav is 400, Vav 6, Resh 200, He is 5. Altogether, 611. Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe. We got from Moshe 611, and two, we heard directly from Hashem Anochi Velo Yerecha, altogether a total of 613. Now 613, that's what the Gemara said. And therefore, they were, our rabbis tried to find them in the Torah, which one is a mitzvah. And they were known to them from one to another. Then there became a lot of changes in some places. And today, of course, we always say according to Rambam. But the poem was written according to Sefer Mitzvot Gadol. We read it. And all the poem that was written rhymes. And every verse has four sentences. Three of them, they rhyme together. And then the last one ends with the syllable im. Like you see. Shemol de bimane. Hayebim odnaane. Shemol de bimane. Hayebim odnaane. And then the barav hay sharim. The sharim im. Ends with im. And so every one of them. Now, one of the verses, he speaks about Birkat HaMazon, the mitzvah of the Torah. You know, in Berachot, there is no beracha in certain the Torah, only Birkat HaMazon. Well, in Chumash Devarim, Parashat Ekev. It's written over there, Be'achalta, Be'sabata, Berachta et Hashem Elohecha. You eat, you get satisfied, you say Berachah to Hashem. For what? For the food that you ate, and also for the land that He gave you, and for the best part of the land, which is Yerushalayim. Means you give Berachah on three things, on the food, on the land, and on Yerushalayim. That is what we have becomes three Berachot. One for the food, as we say, Hazan et Hakol, providing us with all our need of food. Then, Ala Aretz ve'Ala Mazon, so on the land and the food. Then, Boneh Yerushalayim. That's what we say, Amen. Because when you end the Berachot, that you're supposed to, the number of Berachot, you say at the end, Amen. This is the Birkat HaMazon from the Torah. And Chachamim added later on, one beracha for some reason, I'm not going to go now into it. Hatov ve'ametim, till where does it end? Bechol tov. Revach ve'atzala, bechol tov. When you say Birkat HaMazon, you must say exactly like Amida. Amida, you have to think about every word, slow, clearly, same thing with Birkat HaMazon. You will say, all from a book, or you close your eyes. The difference between Birkat HaMazon and Amida, Amida standing, Birkat HaMazon you have to sit. Ve'achalta ve'savata or ve'achta. So divide the word ve'savata into two. We'll see ve'ashev, et or ve'achta. Sit at the time that you say Birkat HaMazon. That's called kivi'ut. Kivi'ut means you are showing that you are here. Prepare to do it. You do it sitting, not moving from your place, in order to say Birkat HaMazon. That's called Kevi'ut. And the rabbi started the verse, Keva Birkat HaMazon. What means Keva? Say it Bikvi'ut, means sitting down, concentrating on it, to say the Berakha for the food. Ve'lo Be'at u'b'hippazon. After Keva Birkat HaMazon, they say Be'at u'b'hippazon. What's Be'at in Hebrew? Le'at, Le'at. What's Le'at? Slow. Don't go, oh, easy, slow, Baruch, Atah, Unai, Enu, Ram, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Okay, that's the way you say it. Be'at. Then, b'chippazon. What's b'chippazon? Ba'achartem oto b'chippazon. What's b'chippazon? Fast. That's contradictory. So he said be'at, means slow. And then he says, b'chippazon, do it quick. Make up your mind, what shall we do? Slow or fast? That's the question that there is. All commentators, everyone gave a different regime. To my opinion, they're all wrong. But the meaning is, has to do with the law. Surely you have to say the Birkat HaMazon? Slow. The Hippazon means, they tell us slow. If you ate, and then you didn't say Birkat HaMazon. How long of a time you have to say Birkat HaMazon? If you didn't, you ate in the morning, you come to say Birkat HaMazon in the evening? She said, the time, Achit Akeh HaMazon, Shevim Ya'ab. If the food was digested already, finish. It's gone. Gone. It's over. You lost the Beracha. That means you missed the mitzvah of the Torah. You have to do it before the food will be digested. How long is that? That's a matter of opinions among the books. Some they say half an hour, some say an hour and a half. Today we allow them to say till an hour and a half, but surely a person should try to do it as soon as possible after he eats. That's what I mean. First of all, when you say be'at, but be careful not to delay it. Be'hipazon, right after you eat, you say be'kat amazon. That means the time that you say be'kat amazon should be right after you eat. Don't delay it too long. This would mean be'at or be'hipazon. Then the rabbi said, lo timtzar azon be'inoy kipur. Then I said, what is the halachot of be'kat amazon? I was talking about it. We understand now Birkat Hamazon is from the Torah. Let's say Amotzi Lechem Haaretz, it's not written in the Torah. Say Shehakol Neyah B'Dvarav, it's not in the Torah. All other Berachot are not written in the Torah, except Birkat Hamazon. There is another Berachah that's written in the Torah, but not for all the Jewish people, for the Kohanim, Birkat Kohanim. Kot Tevarechut Ben Yisrael. Okay, this mitzvah on the Kohanim. But mitzvah for all the Jewish people is Birkat Hamazon. Now, the Birkat Hamazon, if you hear Kaddish, Kedusha, Barechu in the middle, it is just like Amidah. You don't answer. What do you do in Amidah? You heard Kaddish, you stop, you listen. You listen, you don't answer. It's considered for you, yeah, like you answer. But it's not considered for you like you interrupted yourself in the middle. I don't know if you remember what I said. If you think something wrong and you don't do it, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish you on that. But if you think something good, even if you don't do it, God is going to reward you for that. Now you thought of the Amen, but you didn't say it. You didn't say it, it's not considered you interrupted yourself in the middle. But you thought of it, God considered it for you as you said it, that to reward you, that you said Amen. This is the idea why you wait and you listen. That's the same thing in Birkat Hamazon. You wait, you listen, and you continue. Till where? Till Bechol Tov. Once you start Al-Rahman, you can answer anything. Not only Bechol. Your friend came, it's an important question he has, he wants to go. When he asks a question, you can answer it in Al-Rahman. You hear Berachah, you answer Amen, definitely. In Kaddish, Kudshandi, from Al-Rahman, on Al-Rahman, Mishtabachak, Zeh, Chavadah. After Bechol Tov, and that's why when you hear somebody saying Berevach Hatzalah Bechol Tov, you're supposed to answer Amen, because at the end of Berecha. Now we say Amen before B'nai Yerushalayim, where I said the three Berachot are from the Torah, one from Chachamim. When you end the Berachot of the Torah, you say Amen, but you say it in a low voice, quietly. Why? Not to Chas V'Shalom, you neglect the Berecha of a Torah Amitim. Says Chachamim, Tadas HaTorah Amitim, you do answer Amen for yourself, but quietly, to show that there is another Berachah of Chachamim. These are the laws of Birkat Hamazon. If we look at Birkat Hamazon itself, the first Berachah, we are giving for the food, as you see. Hakel hazan otanu et ha'olam kullo v'tubo, baruch ata Hashem hazan et hakol. Then comes the second one, what is it? Nodeh lecha Hashem Elohenu al eretz, on the land that you gave us. There the Gemara said, if you mention the land and you don't understand what is the gift that God gave us, the importance of the land, and know that God gave us Berit v'Torah, Berit means Mitzvat Milah, and Torah means that He gave us the Torah, that we will be able to fulfill our Mitzvot as Jews, the identity of a Jew by Berit Milah, and the Torah that we have. You can never understand the Torah properly if not in Eretz Israel. En Torah ki Torat Eretz Israel. Chokhmat the Torah, you cannot get it properly like you in Eretz Israel. Same rabbi would be in Eretz Israel, who learned it better than being, what's that? They say Gemara said, Bizira. Bizira learned Torah in Babel. And then he decided to go to Eretz Israel. He said, I want to learn Torah in Eretz Israel. He knows that Torah of Zazban. He went there, realized that the Torah of the Hakamim in Eretz Israel is much better. And he prayed to God, make me forget all the Torah that I learned in Babel. He said, I don't want to plant on something not so good. He said, I want that up. And he made many, many fasts. And praying to God, make me forget all what I learned there. I want to learn a new and to learn of Eretz Yisrael. So to build myself a new building. I don't want to build on the old one. Today they do that. They like to level down the building and build a new. They don't want to build on old one. They say it's not today. See, I don't want to build on the old one. I want to build a new Torah. Then Torah Kedah Berit v'Torah is in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Again, we repeat Hayim u'Mazon and so on. Ala kol anachnu medim lach. You see, there they add sometimes words of thanks for something that we want to thank Hashem. Like Hanukkah, Purim, Ala Nisim, we thank Hashem for them. Because they think and they talk about in this berakah, thanking Hashem for what He gave us. We give thanks also for the miracles that He did to our fathers and time of Hanukkah and Purim. Then Ala Aretz v'Al Mazon. We come in the third berakah, Rahim Hashem Leinu Amwad, Hazel Amach, Ali Yerushalayim, Eirach, Yerushalayim. Ending with Boneh, Yerushalayim. There, in Boneh Yerushalayim, we say it's in the Hadith, and why we're missing the service of Beit HaMikdash on Shabbat and Beit HaMikdash. That's why in Yerushalayim, that's why they say it there. It comes at Tov HaMeti for a different thing. This is, in short, summing up, there is a lot of what to explain in the wording of Birkat HaMazon. There's no one, he wants the Amidah. And you want me to explain Birkat HaMazon. And we will come back to the Amidah later. But this is what we have to understand. The first Beracha, Tachonen Adam Da'at. I'll go with this, since we started with that. And there is, after Vangel Abraham, there is Tahiyat HaMetim. We believe that there is 13 principles of the Torah, of the Jewish religion. If a person doesn't believe in one of the 13, he's not a Jew, Rambam said. One of them is Tahiyat. I mean, we believe every person who deserves it, who died, he will come back to life and will be rewarded for all his goodness. This is one of the most important principles in Jewish religion. They come conservative reform, like crazy. Man turned to be a dust. Already he will come back. Will come back. Kadosh Baruch Hu created man out of nothing. Who created him can bring him back. Don't worry. That Hashem will bring him and will come. The Gemara said, when he gets up, what was he? Was limping when he died? He'll get up limping. He was blind? He'll get up blind. But after he will get up, that people will recognize him. This is the one that was. He'll get well. Blindness will disappear. Limping or walk straight. Jumping, jogging, everything. No limping anymore. This is, but he has to get up the way he was, and then after a few minutes, he's well. The way it was in the Mount Sinai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared, revealed themselves on the Mount Sinai to Jewish people, many of them, they were not feeling well, somebody has a defect, they all became perfect. Nobody was blind. The blind became open eyes. The person, God forbid, if he had something wrong mentally, became healthy, all of them. V'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot. V'et kolot sh'ama'nu metoch ha'esh. Deaf was not deaf anymore. The blind wasn't blind anymore. Millions of people, they were among them before that, but all became world. We said, God asked the Mount Sinai, even if He didn't give us the Torah, it's good enough for us. Why? Because all of us became healthy and very good. That's what we know. Yeah?
They got younger too? If they're older, they became younger, they just became healthy as if they were younger.
Healthy as the world, as if they were young. Yeah?
Does that mean before the Messiah comes, everybody has to taste death?
Yes. I didn't say before the Mashiach, before the Hayat HaMetim. I didn't say the Hayat HaMetim before the Mashiach, maybe after the Mashiach comes.
The Mashiach first,
then. Okay. That means everybody has to die and then come back.
Yes.
That's because of Adam?
Yes.
That's because why?
Everyone will taste. Even those that went alive, they will taste death.
Even for a second or whatever
it is? Yeah.
For what purpose?
Let them appreciate. You know, there is a story in the Gemara that person, they told him after he died, the rabbi wanted to bring him back. He said, I don't want. So why do you want? He said, I tasted death once, I don't want to taste it again. Hanan and Rebukana. And he told him, I promised you that you won't test.
But he had the big eyelashes and he thought they were making fun of him. And then he got up.
He will go like sleeping. He won't taste. There is some bitterness in that. What they call death. I don't know what kind of bitterness, but there is something.
Is there such thing as death while you're living?
Something there is. And small scale, and the same miniature, there is something. In the Gemara, they say, yes, there is something.
I read somewhere that when Hashem gave the Torah, they said that everybody's neshamot was there present at that time.
Torah then, said it, yeah.
It's in the Torah?
Yes.
So then,
Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, he made a covenant, it's written Chumash Devarim and Nitzavim, Ki Et Asher, I'm going to make a covenant between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kunechem, Pnei Shev Rashechem, Shevtechem, Zekenechem, Veshotrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael, Tapechem, and I said, for what? Be'ovrecha, Be'vrit, Hashem, Elohecha, Volatom. To make a covenant between you and God. He said, Ki et asher yeshno po eman omed hayom lifnei Hashem Eloheinu, ve et asher enenu po imanu hayom. Those who are here, those who are not here, they are here today. That means those who were not born yet, all the neshamot that in the future Jewish nation would be born, they are here today. They didn't see them.
That means the neshamot are there. The people were there and their bodies just...
No, the neshamot. The Zohar said, why the Jewish people that God revealed himself to them, they became on a very, very high level, considered on the highest level of prophecy. They couldn't see the neshamot, only Moshe Rabbeinu telling them. And Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him all the neshamot from the time that the world was created, till the end of days. The Sefer Toledot Adam, our Rabbi said, he showed him the history of mankind from beginning to the end. He showed him every generation, and he showed him who are the leaders. He showed him this leader over here, he showed him everything, every neshama, what will be at the end. Moshe Rabbeinu also showed him. Why Adam HaRishon saw Adam and Israel were on much higher level than prophecy of Adam HaRishon. Why would Adam HaRishon see and they don't see? The Zohar puts it very beautifully. He said Adam HaRishon didn't see what the Jewish people saw. What did he see? The glory of God, much higher level than Adam. And imagine, a light, candle, that's very important in the dark. There is dark, you put a candle light. That's your way, isn't so? But put the candle on the midday, chose Israel because they show such a big, big light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The small light of the neshamot of the people was nothing in comparison to that light. That's why they didn't notice it. But Adam HaRishon did not see that great light of Hashem. He saw the neshamot. It was important. He saw some light. This is how they say, why the Jewish people didn't see the neshamot standing with them? Till Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, I see all the neshamot here, coming also to go through this covenant, which means each and every one of us. Ezra, your neshama was there, my neshama was there, Baruch Hashem. But when a person is very, very big rasha, they say, they lo amda neshmato on Har Sinai, must be. His neshama wasn't, that means must be he is from neshama of some goyim. That's okay. You understand? They said, Lo amda neshmato on Har Sinai. That's an expression in Hebrew. When you see somebody very bad, they Lo amda neshmato on Har Sinai. You never heard this expression, but we know that this is what they say to show you how important it was of being in the Shema and Har Sinai. This is the Kedusha. Now we say, of course, in Tehiyat HaMetim, they mention a number of things which to show that this is the power of God. Is there anyone that can bring dead people back to life? Only power of God. Prophets did it by the power of God. God gave them the power, they did it. Otherwise, they can't. Eliyahu Nabi did it, power of God. Elisha did it, power of God. Rabbi Hanan did it. The Tanaim and the Moraim, they could bring people back to life. We can. But Tanaim and the Moraim, every one of them was. Allah Hashem. That God gave them the power. They, any time in their free will, they wanted somebody to come back to life, get up, they tell him. He gets up. They were sure that the man will get up from his grave. They didn't have to worry about it. You know what the tzaddikim do? To them, there wasn't something. Who can reach that level? That to be sure of himself, hey, to tell the dead person, get up, and he gets up. Only. Malachi Shalom. It's not an easy thing. Nobody can come and claim he can bring that person back to life. And this is the powerful, great rabbis that were. What do we say? Atagibor le'olam Hashem. We come to talk about the power of God, His strength. What is His strength? Mechaye metim. That's a very, very great power. Then, you say about the rain or the dark. What? Because life of people today here depends on the power of God. You give us rain, we have a which sustains us to live. It's just like, God forbid, if we don't have this, people would die from starvation. There is no rain, it's my Israel. One year there is a shortage of rain, no watering, no dirt, rationing, if there is no rain at all. People, they don't know what to do then. This is how important the rain is. It's power of God. Today, we can make rain. Yeah. They were thinking, I remember when I came here tonight, I said, so, not the rain, we can do the rain ourselves. They did a lot of rain. They bring it from here, they spray it, and big deal, they brought rain.
They shoot the cloud.
Power of God, yes.
Pellets
into the cloud. The only thing. Then after that, Mechalkel Chayim Behesed. He gives the need of the people. There is enough food for everyone to eat. Hayemet Ibrahim Somech Nafim. He supports the people. They're going to fall down, to collapse. Rofe Horim. Accuse the sick. It's the power of God. Umatir Asurim. Of course, they talk about when a person gets up from his sleep. Before, when he was asleep, like a person, a prisoner. He has no power on himself, how to move and how to do. Then, just like you untied him from being tied up, matira surim, but also really matira surim. He takes prisoners out of prison. Umkayem emunato, and he fulfills his promise. Li shene afar. Many people make mistake. Lishne afar. Lishne, shne is two afar one. Li shene afar, to those who are sleeping on the dust. That means that I hope they are only sleeping. Those dead people who are tzaddikim are only sleeping. Therefore, they will wake up. Li shene afar. But some people, they stay there. They don't get up.
What does it mean? Kayem emunato.
He keeps his promise. Fulfills his promise. Emunato li shene afar. Mi chamocha ba'al geburot, who like you, having such a great power. Mi domerach, who can be like you. Melech memit umhaye, who matzmiach Yeshua, brings us the Yeshua. Tzun na'otan. Ve'ne'eman atah le'achayot metim. You're trusted to bring the dead back. You know, the reform took this berachah out. from the Amida. So what? First he became dust already. He will come back. The Rada called the whole thing.
What does Matzmiach mean? Matzmiach in Shua?
The Shua comes.
Comes.
Yeah.
So what is that, like poetic?
Well,
what is that? Is that like poetic? Matzmiach Yeshua?
No, not exactly, because we believe, according to the Midrash, the Yeshua will go by the merit of the people. You have something, you are making it grow. Uh-huh. It grows gradually.
Uh-huh.
It comes little by little, it comes big.
Is it that what we say, Tzemach David?
Tzemach
David also. Is that the same meaning?
That's the same meaning.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why when you say Ba'al, it's put the iron
heart? Because if you don't, it will be Bal Geburot. Bal Geburot, no Geburot. If the iron will not be pronounced, Bal means Bal Tosif. Don't. No. He doesn't have Geburot, God forbid. The opposite, Ba'al Geburot. He is the one that all Geburot are his. Yeah, that's why we say. Yeah. I want to say one thing, there are very, also another mistake among people. Most Hazanim also say, Mehaye Hametim. Hametim, Metim, near with the time that they die. Hametim, people who are dead.
What's the difference?
Metim, at the time that they die.
Yeah.
People are dying now. No, hammetim. All people who are dead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make them live.
That's the way to say it?
Sure, with the gesh of the mem.
Hammetim,
yeah. Those that they say serve hammetim is wrong. Metim is now a person. Anashim metim.
Yeah.
Oh, so many people dying.
Yeah.
Anashim metim from starvation. Now, at the time that they die, they call metim. But with the Gesh Hammetim, people who are
dead
already.
All the dead.
Yeah.
I want to understand the reform and the conservative, they took out the paragraph, the Hashem Hayim Behesed, the whole thing?
The whole thing, because they don't want to say Mehaya Hammetim. I didn't say reform and conservative, not all the same. Conservative, they look at the people that they have. If they are more, they have tendency towards reform, they do like reform. They have tendency, among them, there is elderly people that they are still believing their tradition, they leave it. Conservative, there is no exactly
system.
That's right. Some people, they consider them worse than reform.
Rabbi,
what's worse than reform?
The poem, they tell you they don't believe, yeah. But conservative is more dangerous.
More dangerous.
Some people, see, look, see, you go there, and still they have what we have, and really they also don't believe. Like Rambam said about the Karaim. And they said they believe in the Torah, that's written. They don't want to believe in the Oral Torah. He said, you know, the fact is, Rambam said, they don't believe in anything. But they are afraid people to think that they don't believe. The conservative, same thing, they may attract more people and destroy their understanding. Yeah.
I don't mean to skip the order that you're going, but I want to ask you a question about what we learned on Shavuot. It's Tzemach David, when we read it, the house of David should be raised back up, that we should go back to the Malchut of David.
The kingdom of
kingdom
David.
Of David. Yeah, we learned the story of Ruth, and I was doing the homework with my daughter, she was learning Ruth in school. Ruth wasn't Yehud to begin with. She was originally Moabi.
Yeah.
Right? And then, because she was so good, Hashem gave her a Zechut that her descendants should be the Malchut of David.
Yeah.
Does that mean that later on in the future, when the Malchut of David is going to be raised up, it's going to be from House of Goy that's going to be
converted?
That's going to be converted?
Yeah.
Not going
is that
to
really what's
going
to be? The Malchut of David in the future,
Atid,
is going to be?
It's going to be descended from David, which David was descended from.
Oh, but descended from David from all the way back.
That's
in other words, it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It's not something.
No.
continuation.
A continuation.
Chassid Shalom, no more, you mean conversion? No.
I thought something that from now, that it should be like the house of God.
No. Not like. Will be David, Malchut Bet David. Malchut Bet David, Mashiach Tachazirena.
That's a good question, though. That's really it's an amazing thing.
That's a good question, of course. First of all,
you think about
if
it.
If you think, yeah.
Unbelievable reward.
Yeah, but you must.
What did you do that was so good?
That's why there is a lot of Midrashim explaining it. But besides that, look at what good did. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The daughter of a king. She was in the kingdom, and she went to live like a poor woman, taking what belongs to the poor to have to sustain herself to live. She sacrificed everything. Nothing. She didn't want to know a thing. She told them there is death, penalty of death, and everything. She said, I'm ready to die and I don't want to live there by her father's house where they worship idols.
Why?
Because they believed in Jewish religion.
Oh, she wanted to stay with Naomi because she wanted to be Yud?
Sure. Because she believed in Jewish religion. But she, because she was converted by her husband who buried her before, and she wanted to continue with this life because she understood the greatness of the Jewish religion. And she said she is not ready to go back to have all the palace of the world, to become a queen. She would rather be a poor woman and live on charity just to be a
Jewish girl. Her husband converted her?
Yeah.
So why does she tell
Naomi
that
Ami and all that?
Yeah.
As if she's first becoming.
No, because you don't. If you go back, you don't have all these restrictions.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go back. I want to be the way I am now, the way you are.
Still an unbelievable reward.
She was allowed to be converted to get married? I thought you don't accept that.
You what?
Convert to get married. Her husband converted her?
Sure.
I thought you're not allowed, you have to be before.
No.
But she accepted.
That wasn't Shadetim.
No.
But she accepted before.
No,
I thought that was from before.
That was halacha,
did you know? The halacha, if a person becomes really believing in God and he wants to become a Jew, of course.
It doesn't make a difference if your husband asks you.
No.
But she was going to do it regardless?
She wanted to be.
Regardless of whether she was getting married or not?
Sure. Because they came, they lost everything. They didn't have anything. And she wanted to be because she liked the way of the Jewish people.
She lost everything before she got married or after she got married?
She gave it up to get married.
From her husband. Her husband had nothing when she got married?
Nothing, yeah. They lost everything. Now, they were ready to become she, not the other one. The other one, they told you she went. That's why she went back. But this Ruth did not. And I want to understand why came the Takana in our community. Because we believe most of these people that they come to get to be converted only because they want to get married. Not because most of them, you know. And therefore it will be only troublesome to us. And we see it in fact what's happening.
In other communities.
Unfortunately, not only in our community, in other communities. And in our community happened a couple of times. Those that were converted, they took them, and they, after the death of their husband, they went back. We know it already. And I don't want to mention our names, because of all the elderly people that were in the past. But unfortunately, it is. The children are with us, and the fathers went back. And this is the effect before the Takana was. And this is problems. And we don't want this problem. You understand? And don't forget also, even those that they are with the Jewish community, when the children go, they go to the uncle here. They go to the uncle here. The parents themselves, they are not cut off from their parents. Do you understand? And we see it. And we know it. All of them are still connected. So now listen, I'm not going to leave my father and mother. They have my father and mother, they tell them. Even those who are converted and everything. Then look at all other communities. Not probably, we know for sure.
That's the problem.
Problem. And therefore it's not a problem. They have to be cut off altogether. And we know that there isn't such a thing today.
Rabbi, he chose that when the Mashiach come, knew, or at that time, the people who converted for the sake of the religion will stay, and the people who just faked it out will not be accepted.
That's right. Mashiach will tell us exactly who is the true, who is fake. And more or less, we don't need the Mashiach to tell us today, we know already. Unfortunately.
I'm sorry, I couldn't
be fine. Yeah, okay. Did you pray a bit?
No.
I'm sure you all didn't count the honor, but...
I'm sorry, just one more time. What does it mean, Etzemach David? When we say Etzemach David?
Gidulat. Gidulat Milat Tzemach.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
What is it? No plant.
Tzemichah.
No plant, it's grow.
Yeah, it's grow.
That means you make it grow. That means you make it come.
So how do you make it grow?
Come out. Come out.
How do you make it grow? What makes it grow? In other words, it just, why do you use that terminology?
That means give us the possibility that Jewish people will be good and
so
out of the result
out.
Of the good. It will come.
Okay, we'll grow out of the result of the good
yeah.
people. Okay.
No, I was going to base my lecture today on something that just to take a couple of points and to elaborate on that.
Maybe next week?
Huh? Yeah, maybe. Uh-huh. All together we have maybe three times more. Yeah.
No, maybe more. More time?
I don't think so. I think from now it's 4 weeks. In 4 weeks I'll be leaving for New Jersey. Middle of June I leave. There is a bar mitzvah of my grandson on the 17th, Eli's son.
Oh,
the
second one?
Yeah.
Baruch?
No, the second, Shaya. Baruch was last year.
Right.
Shaya. And he's making it on the 17th on Monday.
Yeah?
He wanted to make it Sunday. There is already someone took the place, Jackie Mara. Yeah.
Shaya Tova.
And
Baruch.
He's making it Monday, and I'll be in Lawrence there.
In Israel?
No,
he's making it here. He already, when he planned it, was the time of the war. Baruch, he went to Israel, but he made it here and then he went to Israel, he took it. But here now, he's going to be here in Lawrence. Last time was in Park Avenue, now we'll be in Lawrence.
Yeah?
Yeah, Lawrence, they fixed the social hall.
Yeah, they made it big.
I didn't see it.
What do you mean? Didn't see it.
The new social hall, how they fix it, they
decorated
it.
Well, wasn't it finished when you were there?
They decorated
it. Oh, they decorated
it.
Yeah.
They say they made it gorgeous,
yeah.
I didn't look. They told me many times to go to see it, I didn't. They spent a lot of money.
That's probably the biggest place in the area now. They'll probably be able to have a lot
it's
of
very, place. Very nice place.
Good.
That's what they told me.
Yeah,
I didn't see it yet. Okay, who's, Chavod? Ja, wir haben noch schon mehr gesagt, dass wir uns nicht mehr so schnell machen. Und dann haben wir uns noch nicht mehr so schnell gemacht.